It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
It's the Morning Rush.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everybody. It's a dreaded Monday.
Oh, you're here.
Yes, I'm here.
Wow.
I'm here early.
What is up with that?
It is the start of a new beginning.
What is up with that?
Yes.
You are here at 6 o'clock. Actually, you know what?
I was here before 6.
You almost got here before me.
Yep.
You know when you walked in, I was just like, I literally just got in. You could have beat me to it.
I know.
Watch out for it. What is up with
that? Yeah.
My God.
It's a new day.
It's
a dawn of a new... Officially, this is the start of my new year.
Yes.
I deem this the start of 2013.
What is up with that?
Kasi noong January 1, hindi ganito yung nangyari. So I'm like, okay, maybe next week.
Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you guys.
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 Oh, wait. Okay. It's this kind of day pala. Wait.
All right. Right.
There.
Different bed.
Yeah.
Yawn. There you go.
Right.
Okay. So, we've got a top 10 for you guys. Thank you to Custer Winston for sending this in. We are looking for the top 10 flop sequels.
Flop sequels.
For instance.
All right.
Sequel to the disaster movie 2012.
Okay.
2013.
Okay.
Okay. Somehow it doesn't have the same
ring to it. Yeah.
Not quite.
I hope to God that they don't come up with a 2013 movie.
Diba? Kasi, well, number one, obviously, it didn't end.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole premise of the movie,
the
reason you'd want to watch it is because it's the end of the world movie. But if it doesn't end, it's like, okay, the uneventful year 2013.
But what if they actually come up with the end of it was that John Cusack was on that boat.
Yeah.
Diba? So, okay, the end of 2012 passes and it's like a Noah's Ark sort of thing and then they're rebuilding everything and then 2013 comes and then another one hits.
Another whatever.
And this time around, they don't have boats or anything and they all just die.
Well, something similar. The sci-fi fantasy, of course, at the time.
Yeah.
It was like a space fantasy thing, 2001. Space Odyssey.
Space 2001. Odyssey, 2001, yeah.
But the sequel was 2010. Para hindi naman 2002.
At least naman hindi magkasunod.
Diba? It's so pathetic. Tapos yung next after that, the second sequel. 2003. Napaka-exciting na mga... So, flop sequels. And you can include sequels to songs.
Okay.
So, kunyari, 2012, the Jay Sean song.
Yeah.
2013. Basta a sequel to anything.
Right.
Whether, pwede rin TV show if you want.
Yeah.
Like a spin-off, di ba? Like, for instance, Friends.
So, it's a sequel to anything.
To anything. Whether a movie, a song.
A series, a
TV series, anything
comic
at all.
Comic book even.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basta flop.
Yeah.
Okay? So, if you want to join us for today, the top 10 flop sequels, you know what to do. Key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag flop sequels in all your tweets.
All right, let's start off your day with something from Cher Lloyd and Becky G. Song called Oh, if you're tuned in to Manila's hottest RX93.1.
Monts Radio, RX93.1. Time for the first news bit for the day. And we've got an update on Britney Spears. Pop star Britney Spears on Friday called it quits with both fiancé Jason Trawick and as a celebrity judge on X Factor talent show. Spears, 31, and Trawick, 41, her former agent, got engaged in December 2011. According to the statement by Spears, Jason and I have decided to call off our engagement. I'll always adore him and we will remain great friends. The wedding would have been the third for Spears. She divorced dancer Kevin Federline, with whom she had two children in 2006. Spears and Trawick announced their split the day after the Toxic singer confirmed she was leaving The X Factor after just 1 year as a judge on the Fox singing show, saying it was time to get back to making music. Celebrity website TMZ.com reported on Friday that Spears was in talks about a long-term residency gig in Las Vegas. The gambling city is already host to stars like Celine Dion and Shania Twain, who perform under long-term contracts. Spears was recruited to The X Factor with a reported $15 million salary after a 14-year singing career that made her one of the biggest pop stars of the 2000s. But audiences slumped, and the TV show lost about 3 million regular viewers from its first season. Many fans and TV critics found Spears bland and boring. But I don't know, isn't she a little too young to do Vegas? Because usually Vegas is like...
Like when you're... When you're
Past your prime.
Yeah.
Like Elvis Presley did Vegas. Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
And Shania Twain, you know.
It's a little... I don't know. I hope she doesn't take it, though.
Because remember, Las Vegas is old people singing.
Old people singing, yeah, exactly.
And not just the entertainment part.
But the people who are watching.
And they have the biggest... residency of seniors.
Yeah.
The suburbs of
Las Vegas.
Are actually the best, they say.
For senior citizens.
Senior citizens, yeah. In the U.S. That's really, even my uncle and auntie.
Mm. Kala ko may rest house ka na dun. Naka-reserve na.
But
even me, yeah. Next to like maybe Miami or Florida, they say there are a lot of old people.
A lot, like really, and they were saying it's really like the best, like super. I don't know why, but yeah. It's supposedly like the
maybe healthcare, yeah, and the weather, something like or that. Something like that. Yeah.
So, you know, the audience is really old.
Yeah.
So, well, aside from the people who go there for gambling, but Britney,
I hope she doesn't though. I don't think she's fast for prize just yet.
It's kind of weird, Britney doing Vegas. But, yeah. Well, good luck to her. I mean,
either way,
that's two major breakups with her fiancé and with X Factor.
And with X Factor.
So next
I wonder if
hour,
it had anything to do with, you know, her having, like, maybe they got into a fight because she wanted to leave X Factor. And then since the fiancé is the agent.
Is the agent. Maybe. But we'll have to see what happens there. And it's really final. They really did announce that it's over.
All right.
So next hour, we've got The Osbournes versus Lady Gaga.
All right.
Okay, we'll give you details on that. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikai Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monts Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. And right off the bat, can we just say happy birthday to Judy Boy?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, what's up, Judy?
We miss you, Judy.
I miss your
nips.
Yes. Nips in the morning.
That's really what Gina Boy
nips in the morning.
More than anything.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday. All right, we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Custer Winston. The top 10 flop sequels.
Oh, how apt. Because he always had, like, the nice movie voice.
Yeah, right.
That was, now we're doing, like, flop sequels.
Flop sequels. Let's start off with Camilo. Somehow it didn't have the same ring. The Lord of the Bracelets.
Because
the ring. You
don't know why.
Oh, this is the anklet. The Lord of the anklet.
Oh, meron pa ano? The Lord of the Chokers.
The Lord of the Chokers. The Lord of the Tiaras.
But even if, like, let's just say, even if it wasn't a sequel, it just doesn't have the same
bracelet
ring to it.
Somehow it doesn't belong in a movie title.
The Lord of the Bracelets.
And then Mad But Mark says...
The Lord of the Friendship Band.
Mad But Mark says, Titanic 2, Jack calls Rose. Kasi buhay pala siya.
Siyempre,
parang that's what made Titanic so
great and
great,
so epic.
Because the bida died, di ba? Pero pag binuhay mo, parang...
Parang biglang, oy, out of nowhere, oy, si Jack. He's calling.
He called Rose. Oh, oh diba? Camilo says...
Or Jack... Well, sabagay, no? He died because of the cold. So, Jack...
Cold.
Cold.
Jack, cold. Cold. Rose, warm.
Ayan, pag caveman ka, at i-describe mo ang Titanic. Jack... Cold. Rose. Warm. Jack dead. Diba? Rose alive.
Alive. But dead na rin because she got old.
She got old.
Yes. Camilo says, are you familiar with the movie Gaano Kadalas Ang Minsan?
Nope.
Well, it's an 80s movie.
All right.
So the sequel will be Gaano Kadalas Ang Palagi. So, not the same.
Not the same. Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Camilo also says, Life of Cake.
Life of Diameter.
Diba?
Life of Radius.
Life of... Oo nga. Cristiano Reynaldo says, it's a Les Miserables sequel that also doubles as a Christmas special.
Okay.
Les Mis Navidad.
Les Mis Navidad. Les Mis Navidad.
So somehow it's a Christmas special.
Les Mis Navidad.
How difficult it is to celebrate Christmas without money.
Exactly.
Diba? And also flop sequels from Midnight Cruise. 81.
But why?
The sequel to ano? E.T.
What?
Sabi mo magkasunod.
81.
No, yun mo lang original.
80. 81!
Nakakapigon! Yung mukha mo!
80, 81! Oh my God, that's so horrible! You should have saved that for like 10 a.m. or something.
Yung mukha mo. Sinasabi mo pa on air. 80. 81.
Kasi akala ko baka mami bastos eh.
No, no.
Oh my God, that was so bad. 80, 81.
Diba?
Ay, nako.
Ay, nako. Also, nakakainis na.
Nakakasira ng araw.
From MASH Plutonium, Himala. The classic Himala.
Okay.
The sequel will be Himalaya.
Himalaya? Himalaya?
Himalaya? Ate? Also, let's see here.
I had a good one. Hey, while we're at it, also, sige. I think, let's see. Tango Fabic is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Can I have one?
Yes.
Okay, from Ian Villaruel. Flop sequels. So, this is a sequel to Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Jack Reachest.
Ay, nako. Oh, ito, Cristiano Reynaldo. Yung may sequel yung kanta ni Kesha na Die Young. Kasi Die Young, tapos doblehin mo lang.
Dayang, Dayang?
Yes. You don't remember that song?
No.
That's a 2000 song.
Dayang, Dayang?
Yung Dayang, Dayang.
What's that?
You don't know Dayang, Dayang?
No, what the heck is Dayang, Dayang?
Oh my gosh. It was like so big here in the Philippines. It's a weird sounding song.
Dayang, Dayang?
Yeah.
Never heard of this before.
Are you serious? Oh, here. Where's the of this one?
Usually on the upper right or upper left.
They're upper left. Upper left.
What is this?
Seriously, I've never heard of this.
No. Wait. What is this?
Listen. Where's the song?
What is this?
Wait. Why is there no song? I think it's the instrumental. Wait. There. Wait. Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, my god, it sounds like Benny Lava.
Yeah. Listen to the
What is this song?
You don't know this?
Take it off, it's an Oyeng. Take it off! Turned off your. Oh, this part I know.
Yeah. There. That's Dayang Dayang.
Oh my god.
So that's the sequel to Die Young. Die Young, Die Young.
Annoying.
I can't believe you don't remember that song. Well, at least that part you kind of remember.
Papirit,
diba? And then also, si Coengtor. Sequel nung Brave. Afraid. And it was a flop because it wasn't about. It wasn't very inspiring. Yeah, it was the coward sister of the red-haired girl. also, let's see here. Cinco Wangter says The Princess and the Frog. Ang sequel niya, Frog Legs. The dish.
Yun na yun.
Well, niluto si Frog Prince. Hindi siya pinakasalan.
It's kind of morbid.
Yes, it is.
Like, instead of marrying you, I'm gonna kill you and then fry you and then eat you.
I am
fried yung frog legs mo.
Breaded and fried, yeah. Deep fried. Ugh. I am Tetai. I love that.
Yeah.
I am Tetai says, nag-shampoo. Yun ang sequel ng Tangled. Kaya na ano, umayos yung buhok niya. Na-detangle siya.
Blow dry.
Tangle-free na siya.
Ay, nako.
And also,
Hairspray. Could be the sequel to Tango.
Hairspray. And then also, let's see here. Targrod says, Breaking Dawn. Ang sequel niya, Noontime.
Kasi napaka-pointless.
Napaka-pointless. Noontime. Wala lang.
So,
may nangyari. Late afternoon. Tapos,
nasa loob na sa bahay kasi ayaw na mag-sparkle. Yun lang.
Yes. And and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 flop sequels comes from Mashed Plutonium.
Mashed Plutonium says,
kasi medyo na-disappoint yung mga Pinoy na hindi si Lea Salonga yung kinuhang Fantine.
No,
and she's
Les
one of the definitive Fantines in Les Mis. They decided to come up with their own version.
No.
And to talaga make it like a Lea Salonga extravaganza musical.
Okay.
And the title will be Les Mis. Les Mis Saigon.
Tapos
nagkakagulo lahat ng mga kanta.
On my own, pretending he's beside me, cause I still believe you will return.
Diba? Yung talaga, Les Mis Saigon.
I will this moment.
Yon, diba?
Tapos meron pang this is the moment.
Yes.
May Jekyll and Hyde.
Naging Jekyll and Hyde.
It's an all-out musical extravaganza.
Diba? It's going to be all Lea Salonga. There you go. Okay, so that's what we're looking for. The top 10 flop sequels. So think of a movie, a TV series, a song. Find a sequel that you think will not exactly make it. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag flop sequels in all your tweets.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1. La la la
la. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top
10. Men, 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 men.
Bonds Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. You got some greets?
Yes, we do. So before we rush into the top 10, let's say hello to Amy and to Ryan. Hello, that's coming from RG2013. Also, quick what's up to Raina, who's on the way to yoga. Hi, Raina.
Hello.
Good morning. Let's also say hello to Rene Silva, who says, hey, congratulations to one of our batchmates, John Vic and Bet Advincula, for an awesome wedding last night. So, hey, congratulations.
Hey, congratulations, guys.
Man, people in my batch are just getting married left and right.
Aha.
Eh, bakit ikaw?
Why, bakit ba?
Also, let's say hello to OMG and good morning. Yes, Mimini Uge saying hello to Alam Joy Santos, Gladys Pusio, Jill Ann Ray. Hello to you. Cyberway saying hello to Roxy. She's starting a new job today. First time to work in the morning after 7 years of night jobs. Wow, good luck. Let's also say hello to Shu. What? Shu. Shuta.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
Shuta, na lang. Shuta. Let's stop at Shuta. Who says, good morning to Cristiano Ronaldo. Go to the book signing daw. Good morning. Yeah, to everybody. Please go to the book
signing. I know,
signing.
Feb 3.
Feb 3 at Robinson's Gallery.
1 to 6 p.m.
Activity Center.
Activity Center.
Yeah, 1 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
And for those of you guys who are asking if we can sign book 1, of course we can.
Of course we can.
So just bring whatever.
Yes. All and, right. Okay, we've got, and if you already had your book signed,
go put it.
Buy another one so you can have one signed on the launch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also hello to Kit Rich, who says hello to Deo Cruz. Hello as well to Chessie Mode, who just says hello to everybody. Specialist Joe saying hello to all the SG Rushers, especially to Tago Fabic. And of course to Jude. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Night Santi also saying happy birthday to Tago Fabic. Just a lot of people saying happy birthday. And hey, don't forget, if you have any greetings, just hashtag it RXGreets. It's as simple as that. Alright?
Alright, so.
And for requests, it's hashtag RXRequest.
There you go.
All right.
We've got our top 10 for today. The top 10 flop sequels. Thank you to Custer Winston for sending this in. Chenong says one of the most awaited movies for this summer, Man of Steel.
Right, the Superman.
Meron siyang sequel. This is from Chenong. Pennies of Steel.
Bakit?
Kasi ano eh, parang naging ano siya eh, cashier. Naging cashier
from,
siya.
From ano, from the Daily Bugle?
Yeah.
Oh, what is his newspaper?
No, not the
Daily Bugle is Spider-Man eh.
No.
Daily Planet.
Daily Planet.
The Daily Planet. Instead of being a journalist, you know, medyo he fell on hard times, so he became a cashier.
Nag 7-Eleven siya, cashier. Oh. So, pennies from, pennies of steel.
Pennies of steel.
Mm-hmm. Kasi, what are pennies made of? Di ba there's copper?
Copper, I think. Maybe.
Parang, di ba? They have that, that orangey color.
Yeah.
That's very copperish.
Copper is CU, di ba?
Yes. Okay. Copper is Del's baby.
Cuprum. That's what it stands for.
Cuprum,
right?
CU.
Cuprum, yeah.
And AU for gold is aurum. Mm-hmm. AG for silver is argentum.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a Latin word for the element.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, pennies of steel.
Aram C says, did you watch Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer?
Yes, I actually liked it.
Diba? So, there's Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer. It's a twist on a historical figure, a real historical figure. And then they made them like a... parang Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Diba?
Okay.
Well, there's a local version of that.
Oh.
El Presidente, Capri Killer.
Capri Killer.
Yes. Di ba may El Presidente tayo?
The El Presidente.
For the MMFF. And also, Taguan Pong says, okay, this one is a TV show, How I Met Your Mother.
Mm.
How I Divorced Your Mother because I found and fell in love with another man.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Somehow the comedy part of that just didn't quite, you know.
Yeah, which reminds me, yesterday I saw this movie on HBO, Hound and Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was a bunch of comedians like Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, I remember that.
Tapos I remember this one scene there lang, na parang, so it looked like he was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having an affair. Like, you know, he took off the dress and whatever. Tapos paghiga sa bed, lalaki pala. Pero naka-dress.
Oh. This is an old movie.
Yeah, it's an old movie. And I was so surprised because I was looking from afar. So I was like, okay, she's in her bra. Oh my God, she's taking off her bra on HBO.
Yeah.
And then biglang, she took it off. Oh.
It's a guy.
It's a guy.
But she looks like a girl.
Yeah. Well, at least from, like, because she had, like, a wig on. And,
yeah. Hindi kasi alam mo yung mga pag-comedy, they really look like guys.
Yeah, well, he looked like a guy.
Ah,
it's
okay.
Just, I was watching from afar, so...
And the James Harold says, I thought we were just talking about this. Zero Dark 30.
Yeah.
The sequel will be Zero Dark 31.
Zero Dark 31.
Talagang dinagdagan mo lang ng isa.
Piniso mo lang.
Piniso mo lang. Why is it called Zero? I never got why they called it Zero Dark 30.
I'm not so sure. Maybe that was what the operation was called.
Parang they never really explained. Or it never came out in the movie as something that's very...
Zero Dark 30.
Essential. Zero Dark
30. I don't know.
Zero.
Maybe that was the name of the
maybe.
The operation.
But diba, they never called it Zero Dark 30.
Like,
Kasi remember
that. Tapos, laughed up siguro na parang, commence operation. Look to the camera. Zero dark 30.
Di ba? Parang,
how campy.
Or maybe it's a military speak.
Maybe.
For,
maybe,
ano, for like, for the time
for the
that
time,
they started the
1230.
Flying. Baka parang 1230 kasi maybe. Parang zero.
Yeah. Anyways, you go dark. I don't know.
Do you do that by in ano, military time? Di ba yung 1800?
No,
do you call it zero ba? Pag 12 o'clock? Pag midnight?
Yeah, 0:30 hours.
0:30 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, baka yun. Baka zero dark
30. 1230 in the morning. No, yun yung time of operation.
Yun nga. No. Okay, there you go.
According to Bogart in the city. But, what's the dark for?
Siguro, there's... Siguro kasi... Oo nga, no? Kasi if you say... Kasi I thought it was because if, as opposed to 12 noon. Pero hindi.
Because if you
already,
say 0100 hours and it's 1 a.m.
You already know it's
yeah.
already in the morning.
So, 0:30 or 0100 hours is 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So what's the dark for?
At saka if it's 12 noon, it'll be like 1200.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hindi, 1230 a.m. Tama na. Baka...
No, I mean in military time.
Yeah.
Kasi when you, I was saying that sa military time, you won't, you don't need to differentiate between 12 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Because yeah, it's
1200 as opposed
hours,
to 0100, diba? So, and that guy, X, they did a comedy version of Les Miserables.
Okay.
Lol Miserables. Saka talaga LOL. Lol Miserables.
Lol Miserables.
So, actually, it's a comedy.
Sila, di talaga sila miserable.
No, no. Masaya. Kind of tawa sila. Or mahirap sila, pero tawa sila ng tawa.
Mm.
So, kahit wala silang pera, at least, you know, happy sila.
Mm.
Joan says, 69 Shades of Grey.
Bakit 19 talaga yung dinagdag sa 50?
Hindi, kasi ano yan eh. 50, di ba?
Mm.
Tapos 60, tapos 70. Eh, nagkulang ng budget sa 70.
Talaga?
Hindi umabot sa 70. Kaya
so 69.
Natapyasan lang ng konti.
Mm.
So naging 69
naman,
Shades of Grey. Oh, kasi by 10 eh.
Pwede naman kasing 50, tapos naging 59 Shades of Grey or ano.
Hindi, doon sila na ubusan ng budget eh.
Okay.
So 50, 60, 70. Wag ka nag-a-argue. Raymond says, Saturday the 14th.
Kasi Friday the 13th.
It's not as
it's
scary.
It's so pointless. Eh, no?
Saka, it's not as scary
and nothing
somehow.
Nothing happens on the 14th of Saturday. But it's like,
okay.
It's not known for like, oh what?
Oh, somebody was saying, okay, Buddy, the butt doctor.
What?
He's really a butt doctor.
That's what you call him?
Yeah, Buddy the butt doctor. He's a proctologist.
I know.
Okay, in military time, midnight is either 0100. 0100? Basta tatlong zero.
Yeah.
What do you, how do you say
0100?
0100 yeah. Or 2400.
Right.
Either 0100 or 2400, and then noon is 1200.
Yeah. That,
there.
That's what I said earlier.
So it's either 0 or 24. Either which way, that's midnight.
I just don't get the dark part.
0 dark 30. Okay.
Diba?
Sige. Also, paliba...
Kasi pwede mo naman sabihin 0:30 hours or something like that.
Pwede namang 0:30. Bakit 0 dark 30?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
And paliba... Anto says, do you remember Paliba sa Lalaki?
Yeah.
That Richard yeah. Gomez TV show.
Lumalabas ang aming pagkalalaki kung merong magagandang mga babae.
You actually remember it.
Yeah. You don't?
No, no, I'm just surprised. No, because some of the references that I ask you, that's actually newer than Palibhasa sa Lalaki. You don't remember.
Oh, no, because this one was spoofed a lot. Lumalabas ang aming pagkababae kung merong magagandang mga lalaki.
So, Palibhasa sa Lalaki, the sequel will be Palibhasa sa Lalaki rin ang hanap. Yun na yung bagong
version. So, lumabas yung tunay na kulay.
Yun na, no, nandun na yan.
After a while...
Joan says, ito na yung, you know, I know what you did last summer. Mm. Horror siya, di ba?
Yeah.
Eh, gumawa ng local, ang sequel niya, ginawa sa Philippines. Tapos during Holy Week.
Okay.
So, horror slasher movie na ang set during Holy Week.
Week. Oh.
Joan says, I know what you did last supper. So, I know what you did last supper.
Hey.
Adonis Mabangis says, a sequel to Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
Dragon Ball A.
Bumalik
wala nang letter.
Bumalik na.
There's no letter after C. So, babalik ka na lang ulit. Tapos, kung may next pa, Dragon Ball B, Dragon Ball C.
Hey, coming from Gab Mamaril, dark there means secret. The secret 30 minutes after midnight.
Oh. So zero, dark 30. So, midnight. Secret 30, parang gano'n.
Parang ano, the secret. Alam mo yun, they sent it out into the world.
Oo.
Parang...
Okay. Kasi nga, usually kahit papano, it would be explained what the title of the movie is all about.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not a very well-known title.
Hey, Flop Sequels is already trending.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. And, number two. Cool.
Yep.
Mad Mutt Mark says, this is a sequel to the indie film Lapit Na Mi, Ligo Na You. Have you heard of it?
There's an actual indie film?
Yeah, there's an actual indie film. Lapit Na Mi, Ligo Na You. It's a comedy. Bihis Na You, Dito Na Siya.
That actually makes sense.
May asawa yung... may asawa yung... yung pinagbibihis mo.
Hindi, pwede rin naman. Pwede rin naman, kunwari, kasamahan mo sa bahay. Tapos sinasabi niya na, hoy, magbihis ka na. Andito na yung roommate mo. Or andito na yung date mo.
Ay, yung date mo.
Na kumbaga may nanunundo.
So, lapit na me, ligo na you, bihis na you, dito na siya. Dapat ano, dapat English din. Dito na him.
Dito na him.
Diba? Kasi lapit na me, ligo na you, dito na him.
Hey,
and, what?
Just another one. From Joy Caraimundo. Says Zero Dark Thirty is because there was no moon that night, or at least it wasn't visible. It was one of the reasons they pushed for the op.
Because it was so dark.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That's a.
So that could be another one.
But that's an opposing.
Yeah.
Or maybe really, maybe it's not really explained. Bahala ka how to. One of those film titles, and the top flop sequel comes from Key Nutter.
Key Nutter says.
Netter, not Nutter.
Ah, okay. Key Nutter.
Yeah.
Pwede naman Key Nutter. Nutter.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Parang, I love nuts, so I'm a nutter.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
Okay,
walnuts.
Yeah, right.
Why are you so affected
nothing,
by it?
Nothing.
Nut.
Oh. Ay, nako.
It's the coconut nut. It's the giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat.
At saka notice how when they were singing it, kasi diba nut?
Yeah.
They say fat. They do a little bit.
Parang hindi pwedeng fat.
Not fat.
Eh.
No. Diba?
Kasi naman, it's the coconut nut. It's a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat.
Because that would be very American.
I know, right? It'd be very Delamar. It'd be very Delamar.
And the top flop sequel comes from Key Nutter.
Okay, Key Nutter says.
You remember Angelina Jolie's movie, Salt?
Yes.
May sequel na siya.
Pepper.
Vechin. Ang awkward na title.
Imagine if it's such a nice, like a nice trailer.
Do your trailer voice.
This summer, Angelina Jolie saves Academy Award winner
Angelina Jolie
saves the world from yet another something invasion. The FBI, the CIA, the NBI. They're all after her. Coming from
Paramount Pictures.
And Warner Brothers.
Present
Bechin.
Hindi maganda eh. Talaga.
Academy Award winner Angelina Jolie in Bechin.
Saka talagang Bechin eh.
Hindi man lang
Vetsin.
Bechin.
Bechin.
Academy Award winner Angelina Jolie in this heart-stopping thriller.
Yun. In this heart-stopping thriller.
That will get you on the edge of your seat.
The sequel to the global box office hit,
Salt. Comes the next movie in the franchise.
Bechin.
Bechin.
Okay, so the top 10.
I don't think that would work.
No, not you think. Bechin. All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10 flop sequels, number 2 in the trending list in the Philippines.
Nice.
Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag flop sequels.
All right, just a quick hello to Artie Hernandez. He's tuned in. And to the rest of the guys over at Sky Cable. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
RX it's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Thank you to Custer Winston for suggesting the top 10 flop sequels.
All right, but before we get into that, thank you once again for making us trend.
Thank you very much. Thank you all, thank you all.
And then, okay, let's just do a couple of greetings first.
Yes,
please. Zara saying hello to Runner Rushers who finished yesterday's PSE Ball Run 2013. Let's say hello to Andy Mool, Rhea Selly, Ron Mojaco, Crypto Verbalist, and Chenong. Let's also say hello to Mash Plutonium, who says hello to Kit, Jobert, Mark, Marky, Ivan, Age, and Eugene. It's Team Kips's 6th month anniversary.
Yes, well, hello guys.
Hello. The Raymond Boy saying hello to the Silent Rushers, Joel Muniz, Rika Lade Ritana, and to the employees of Sterling Bank of Asia Collections Department. Good morning. Let's also say hello to Jaylinicious, who says hello to Jaylin Pagola and Sarin Dunga. Midterm week, SBC. Good luck. Hope you guys do well. Let's also say hello to Saiza Chan, who says good luck to the Tomasians tuned in. Good morning and good luck. Not entirely sure what the good luck wishing is for, but good luck anyway. And hello to Alan Ruiz.
Hello.
Who says thanks for making working on a Sunday less painful, because he is basically.
Oh yeah, there's still a Sunday there.
Yeah. So hello, Owell AL. So saying hello to the sister Erishna. She has a job interview later, so good luck. Cursed Snow saying hello to Gerald 929, Zieno, Jesse Andreda. Hello Bo, I am Jaded 0804, Rashdi, Pipop Verano, and Gino Pai. Oh, it's preliminary week.
Hello.
For the Tamashans. So good morning and good luck. And to Doc Carlo.
Hello, Doc Carlo.
Good morning. And to his brother Angelo tuned in on the way to work at the hospital. So hello.
Hello.
And hello, of course, to the wonderful, wonderful people of Bello Medical.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. And to Sexy Solutions.
You will see us soon.
To Crystal and to Dr. Vicky. Good morning.
Right. And here we go. We've got our top 10 courtesy of Custer Winston, the top 10 flop sequels. Let's start off with Isaac, Sleepless in Kota Kinabalu.
Sleepless.
Somehow it's not.
Yeah.
And same thing with Mash Plutonium, CSI Pangasinan.
That was the intro scene. It's just crickets.
Because
eh.
Oh, eh,
it's not even like a major, like let's just say, okay, CSI Manila.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people and there's a lot of crime that happens.
Yeah.
But like when you say Pangasinan, parang it's like, I'm sure there's crime, but it's not rampant as it is in like New York or Vegas or Miami or whatever.
Oh my gosh. And also from Fortunato, Life of Pi, di ba Pi, P-I? Mm. Life of Pi Mo. Kasi parang it's your
si Pimo. Life of Pimo.
Yes.
Pwede ka rin eh.
Parang ganun. Something like that.
Or Life of Pi Mo.
Mo.
Kasi meron kang Pi.
Meron kang Pi.
So, kapag that Pi has a life of its own.
Exactly. Di ba? And Camilo says, a sequel to America's Next Top Model. Nag-spin-off sila.
Okay.
America's Next Best Model. Yung parang,
it's
not
the story
quite
of seconds.
Oh, puro sila second place. May sarili silang show, di ba? So, nakakaawa.
Parang sad to be part of it.
Second Next Best Model. Yung parang, you're not quite top model.
If you think about it, it's not so bad being the next
best model.
Diba? Pero
not
just,
bad.
It just sounds bad.
Yeah. Basta siguro kumikita ka, pwede na.
I mean, hello. If you're the second best model, then that's still something.
That's At least, hindi, kunyari, let's say Hollywood. Uh-oh. Let's say the best
next
actor.
Biggest
is,
actor.
Oh, not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Kunyari lang, kunyari, Tom Cruise is the biggest.
No,
the
so
next biggest,
biggest
is Brad Pitt. Oh, not bad. You're still Brad
not
Pitt.
Not bad at all. Diba? Exactly. It doesn't sound very.
Yeah, America's Next Best Model. ANBM. Hindi ANTM. Chenong says, remember Italian Job?
Yeah.
Gumawa sila ng sequel, kaya lang animated.
Mm.
Smurfs yung mga characters.
So blue.
The blue assignment.
The blue what?
The Blue Assignment.
Really? But I thought it was a spin-off of The Italian Job.
Okay nga. Diba, job is another word for assignment.
How come it got changed
all
of a sudden?
This is your assignment.
Diba? The Blue... How come job got changed into assignment?
Eh, sequel nga eh.
Is there anything wrong with saying The Blue...
Eh, ikaw sabi mo yung writers. Ikaw sabi mo yung writers, ha?
Or pwede rin, ano, diba, Johnny Depp had a movie called Blow.
Yeah.
What? Wala lang.
I don't see the connect.
Huh?
I don't see the connect.
Pwede mo rin gawa ng spin-off yun.
Oh, sige.
Blue.
Oh.
Like B-L-E-W.
Ah.
So, Blue.
Oh.
Assignment.
Hindi, you blew the assignment. You blew
you
it.
You blew it. Good.
Ay, nako.
The assignment was so... It was blown to heck.
Diba? Ilad Villanueva says, yung DreamWorks... Mm. DreamWorks ba? Award. DreamWorks. In DreamWorks, decided to put one of their join one of their beloved franchises and join its MMFF, Metro Manila Film Festival.
Okay, wow.
Okay? Ilad Villanueva says, Shrek, Rattle and Roll. Animated siya. Animated.
Shrek, Rattle and Roll.
Yun.
DreamWorks.
Diba? S2 Chard says, di ba may Taken?
Uh-huh.
Tapos Taken 2.
Uh-huh.
Eh, ito this time, hindi na siya kinidnap.
Uh-huh.
Pero parang hindi na siya pinapansin na asawa niya.
Mm.
Taken for granted.
it becomes a drama.
Hindi na action, drama na. Parang,
you see Liam Neeson crying in the corner.
I used to go all around the world and I gave that
just
all
to
up
save
for you.
And then what? Nag-i-emo.
Oh, puro ganon yung movie. Taken for granted. Dine Girl says, hindi pa tapos ang Harry Potter. Hanggang pagtanda nila, meron pa rin Harry Potter. Dine Girl says, Harry Potter and the Home for the Aged. Hermione! Hermione! Ron! Asan ang Arenola?
Vanguardia Marinola!
Ay, no.
Oh, Gonagal, nandito ka pa rin.
Ang tanda na ni Mag-Gonagal.
Ang tanda mo na.
Tsaka kaya, Avadra Kadebak. Pag naano sila sa kama. Nurse!
Ay, naku.
Avadra Kadebak.
And then, and Maria Marinola.
Diba? Alan Ruiz says, Bottom Gun.
Kasi Top Gun.
Siyempre, kung may Top Gun, edi, ibig sabihin, pile on top of each other sila.
Sobrang wala siyang kwentang, hindi kasi diba Top Gun was all about the best pilots.
Oh.
So kung Bottom Gun, hindi wala kang kwentang pilot.
Siyempre.
Parang sila, ito yung story ng mga underdog pilots.
Oo, diba?
Hey, hi to Yassi, she's tuned in.
Hey, hello Yassi.
Good morning.
And Custer Winston says, dumami na yung mga epal.
Mm.
As in, saksakan ng dami ng mga epal.
Mm.
So, nagkaroon na sequel. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Imbis na apes.
Na apes.
That's,
oh my gosh. Diba? Kasi diba, we went to Batangas.
Mm.
There are so many pa simple. Like, mukha na siyang, ano, it already looks like campaign period.
Why?
There's so many ano na, yung pictures of the politicians. Mm. Tapos ang dami mga pasimple, mga drive safely, courtesy of.
At
saka yung mga, ano yan, happy fiesta, courtesy of. So many. Tsaka nakakatawa yung mga some of their taglines. Very creative talaga.
Dapat meron mga wala lang courtesy of.
Wala lang. Tsaka meron yung parang, kunyari, Gino Killiamore.
Mm.
Kaibigan ni, tas in big ano letters, ni Vice Mayor. So obviously he's running for Vice Mayor next election. So
it's just a picture of some random dude.
Yeah, it's so weird, and obviously they're not. And I think, and I was asking somebody na parang, is it even legal? They're going, as long as walang vote. Okay pa siya. That's the ano.
So pero, kunwari, let's just say I'm running, and then I put a photo of you. Tas parang Chico Garcia, lover boy ni. Bold letters, Gino Killiamore, parang ganun.
Parang ganun, or parang yung, kunyari, hindi naman siya yung reigning mayor, pero tatakbo siya ng mayor. Nakalagay doon kayo, Gino Killiamore. Ganyan.
Possible kasi, mayor.
Kasi that would mean you're running, di ba? They will find a way to put the word mayor in the whatever, tapos ilalakihan nila.
Big fan ni John Mayor.
Gino Quillamor. Big fan ni John Mayor.
O kaya kung kunyari Vice Mayor naman ang tatakbuhin mo. Gino Quillamor, big fan ni Vice Ganda. Kasi talagang...
Pero kulang eh. Now, big fan din ni...
Ay, yung isa, I remember. There was this poster nakalagay doon parang... kunyari, Gino Quillamor. Mm. Tapos dot. Tapos naka-quote. Mahal... Ano ba parang... Mahal kong mga ganyan-ganyan. Pero C-O-N-G.
So
tapos malaki yung kong. I swear! I was like... Tapos everywhere. You would think it was like... It would be like elections na next week. Grabe! I was like, wow!
Maraming kaibigang unggoy sa Congo. Mga Pilipino.
Pupunta ako bukas sa Hong Kong.
Mahilig kumonga.
Di ba? As in... Neil Yamato
says...
So, kinuha
tayo ng politician.
Di ba, no? As ano, writers. Neil Yamato says, meron ng ano eh, sequel yung Transformers, pero ang venue dito sa Philippines. Mm. Parang Survivor, may Survivor Philippines na. Transformers, the rise of the Jeepneys.
Ew.
Di ba? Tapos yung mga Jeepney, yung ah-oh-oh.
Feeling ko sila of those, ew, Jets.
Eh, ah-oh-oh-oh. Tapos yung, may... yung fan belt. Yung sira yung fan belt.
Tapos si Tima take nila Optimus Prime yung son.
Doon pala sila natalo. No? And then, Shivana says, Friday the 15th. Mm-hmm. Hindi na siya horror eh. Mm-hmm. Tapos ang subtitle, sweldo, kaya gimmick tayo.
Tapos may closed band is, pero traffic.
Jay Donida says, Life of Peach Mango. Chenong says, Bubble Gang. Meron ng sequel.
Okay.
Di ba yung, ano, pag wala na siyang lasa, idudura mo na.
Oo.
Eh, yung bubble, itong bubble gang na to, meron pa eh. Kaya mag-chew ka.
Mag-ano?
Mag-chew some more. Oo. Chew mag-chew. Some more.
Chew ka.
Oo.
Pa.
Yes.
Chew ka pa.
Oo. Right? Di ba? Mag-chew ka pa. Oo. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of
yay, chuka lang ng chuk!
The top 10 flop sequels comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
Kodai.
Kodai?
Mm.
What Kodai?
It's a sequel to Jaws.
Jaws Kodai. Jaws Kodai.
Jaws Kodai.
What if the because the Jaws was the name of supposedly the name of the shark?
Yeah.
What if the next shark was like Hawaiian? So Kodai.
Kodai?
Just Kodai.
Just Kodai. At saka, well, actually, did you know that the name of the shark is Bruce?
In Jaws?
Yeah.
Why?
Wala lang. That's the nickname that they gave the shark.
Bruce?
Yeah. Well, not on cam. I mean, like Steven Spielberg and the cast. They called the mechanical shark Bruce.
Did you know that the name of the shark in Nemo was Bruce? And Finding Nemo is Spielberg.
I think that's because...
It's a nod to Jaws.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bruce is a nickname that they gave to the mechanical shark.
I get so kilig whenever I hear stuff like
yeah.
that. Like, parang,
kasi I actually bought the... I was such a big fan of Jaws as a kid. I bought the book. Yung parang the making of Jaws. And then, you know, that's where all the... Apparently, they had so much problems with the mechanical shark.
Yeah.
At the time, it was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
He was really like a trailblazer. Steven Spielberg was really a trailblazer. And of course, he's... Ano na naman siya? Like, favorite to Oscars.
Right.
For Lincoln. Yeah,
sorry.
The top 10 flop sequels, if you want to join us for today. It can be a sequel for a movie, a TV series, a song, even if you like. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #FlopSequels.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, and it is time to do the top 10 for today. You got some greets?
Yes, I do. Let's say hello to a couple of people who are tuned in. Hello to Keiko Bilio, who says hello to the friends Uke Norch, Princess Leia,
Etta and Mytes33. Good morning. Hello as well to Pil Young Husband and to Quotes by Random, who says hello to Max Santos. Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Waymond also saying hello to Jesse Del Rosario of Asia Bank United, or Asia United Bank, and Richie C. of Maersk. Good morning as well to UNP Med Rushers. Pathology class canceled. Let's enjoy. That's coming from Miss Christie. Enrique Roch just saying hello to all the Polignan students who will have our last midterm exam. So good luck. And don't forget, if you guys have any greetings, you just have to hashtag it with RXGreets.
Exactly. Okay, we've got the top 10, courtesy of Custer Winston, the top 10 flop sequels. Let's start off with Juice Blank, Angels and Bienance.
Angels and Bienance.
Okay. Mad Matt Mark says, a modern retelling of Captain Barbell. Eh, ayaw na niya magpalaki ng katawan eh. Gusto lang niya cardio.
Oh.
So, Captain Treadmill.
Ayaw niya na ng muscle mass.
Ayaw niya ng muscle mass.
Gusto niya daw mag-lean down.
Yeah, gusto lang niya lumabas naman yung abs
slim
niya.
Slim down para maging ano siya.
So, he's all about cardio.
No. So, Captain Treadmill.
Captain Treadmill. But somehow, hindi eh. Jedi Master says, di ba the rise of the Planet of the Apes?
No.
They sort of like had a revolt against the humans, right? For experimenting with them. That's the whole story.
Caesar.
Of course, that led to the planet becoming the Planet of the Apes. They've overrun the humans and turned them into slaves.
Right.
But there's a parang alternate universe version of that.
Okay.
Where the humans take back the planet.
Okay.
And so they have to punish the apes.
Uh-huh.
So the sequel will be Spanking the Monkeys. Kasi, paluin nyo yan.
Papaluin nyo.
Very bad, ha? Kung labas nyo yung mga chinelas.
Spanking the monkeys.
Papaluin natin yung mga
hard.
Yan.
Oh.
After they
tried to take away our planet?
Diba? Tapos tayo, gagawin nilang slaves. Oh. Paluin lahat yan. Bam!
Oh.
Ganon.
And syempre, a lot of people took pleasure from it.
Oo. Oh.
Kasi parang diba? Vengeance is sweet, diba?
Oh.
So, Spanking the Monkeys.
Talaga. Kiko Monster says, si Nemo, nahanap na nila.
Mm.
Eh, naging teenager na siya. Di ba, kid pa si Nemo?
Uh-huh.
Eh, naging teenager na siya. Tapos naging like those sullen kids na lagi nagmumukmuk.
Okay.
So, lumabas. Nawala na naman siya. Uh-huh. Naglayas.
Uh-huh.
Finding Emo.
Hindi siya Nemo.
Kasi emo na siya. Very sullen na siya. And he's always like, naka-dark eyeliner.
Yeah.
Naka... And then, Cursed Snow says... Naka-skinny jeans na black. Cursed Snow says, sequel ng Tangled. Braided, tinirintas ng nanay niya. Pero actually, you know the book that I have.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, yung Rapunzel doon, naka-braid talaga yung hair.
Yeah.
So that when the prince goes
would
up the tower,
up, it wouldn't hurt as much. It wouldn't be like
naka-braid talaga siya.
Naka-braid,
kaya when Tangled like came out, it's like, "Oh, that's not how I remembered Rapunzel."
May hair sponsor kasi siya.
Oh. Eh. And then Camilo says, "Diba Oprah's show, Oprah?"
Hmm.
In the new network, flop.
Really?
Yeah, it's not really, you know, not the way Oprah was when the original.
Back in the day, yeah.
So, iniba nila yung title. Oprah Gangnam Style.
Oprah Gangnam Style.
para mas ano naman, mas,
para mas current.
Makabago. Ren Ren Go Away says, si Chicken Little, he's no longer little.
Mm.
Adult na siya eh. Tapos, di ba may daddy issue siya.
Mm.
Eh wala na, masaya na siya. He's found joy. Kaya Chicken Joy. Hindi na Chicken Little. Tapos si I Am Tetay naman, si Chicken Little, merong sequel pero hindi masyadong nag-hit.
Mm.
Chicken Filet with Drinks for 50 pesos only. Okay, and the top flop sequel comes from Adonis Mabangis.
Adonis Mabangis says,
X-Men.
Okay.
Nag-sequels na siya, and dami. So parang pa-flop ng pa-flop. Kasi di ba, X-Men, Y-Men, Z-Men, di ba?
Okay.
So parang, eh tapos, they had to go back to A.
Tapos naging B, tapos naging... tapos nag-skip, naging D-Men.
Pero maganda yung A-Men eh. Diba? A-Men!
Tapos B-Men.
D-Men. Tapos D-Men na eh. D-Men na kagad.
Ano nangyari sa C?
Ha?
Sa C?
Oh. Ha?
C.
Alin?
C.
Kasi parang baka isipin nila, C parang S-E-A eh. na parang, they might think it's about sailors. It's about superheroes and mutants, diba? So, parang, we went straight to D.
Kasi merong A class, may B class, may C class.
Yun.
So, pwede, kung merong pwede. A men, B men, dapat meron
wala, ding... D men eh. Dinerecho nila sa D men eh. D for dinerecho. Okay, so the top 10 flop sequels. Just Key and RX, Space Your Entries, and send them to...
Something smells fishy.
The sea. So Key and RX, Space Your Entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag flop sequels.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the news. And because it is a Monday, we are doing box office news. Zero Dark 30, Hollywood's retelling of the decade-long manhunt for Osama bin Laden, captured the number one spot on movie box office charts over the weekend in the U.S. with $24 million in U.S. and Canadian ticket sales.
Ito guys, medyo spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler ng konti lang.
Oh.
But bin Laden dies in the end.
Naku, Gino boy.
Sorry, I just had to share it. Kasi... iba eh. Iba yung I know. Marami mo yung galit sa akin kasi alam kong essential siya sa plot ng movie. But, you know, I just had to share it.
Bad trip.
Oh, no? BV, no?
The movie starring Jessica Chastain as a dogged CIA agent edged out horror movie spoof A Haunted House, which earned $18.8 million, as well as Gangster Squad, a period crime drama that finished in third place with $16.7 million. Now, what a lot of people might not know is that caught in political controversy, Zero Dark Thirty received a boost this week from five Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, although its director, Kathryn Bigelow, was snubbed in the Best Director category. Now, the movie is a dramatized account of the hunt for Al-Qaeda leader bin Laden and the May 2011 U.S. Navy SEAL raid in which he was killed. Now, it has sparked a debate about its depictions of enhanced interrogation techniques, with some critics arguing that the film promotes the use of torture. Because, you know, like in the movie, the use of torture eventually led to the capture, like they were able to get essential information through waterboarding, which, of course, is torture.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things. Now, a Senate committee is investigating, believe it or not, an actual Senate investigation.
Okay.
As to whether the CIA spy agency provided the filmmakers with any inappropriate access to secret material, government emails and memoranda released to the conservative group Judicial Watch show that actually both the CIA and the Pentagon provided extensive access.
Wow. It's weird that they would do that, though.
Exactly.
I actually find it really weird that... so soon after it happened, they released, like, you know, critical information about, like, what happened during the operation. Because usually that would be top secret.
Well,
like, even the equipment that was
exactly,
used.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Maybe because it's done.
Maybe.
Maybe because the hunt is over.
It's too soon.
Well, that is true. And that's why there's a debate.
Like, what about the equipment?
I think maybe it's also because they... they want the story out there.
Yeah.
Maybe because it is an important story.
Propaganda, maybe also.
I guess it's very important as well for the CIA and the Pentagon that mm-hmm. the story is... goes out to the public. And it is a fascinating story. You have to admit that...
That's true.
You know, the government, regardless of nationality, is very difficult... on women.
Yeah.
It's a very male... It's a boys' club.
Yeah.
So for a woman to actually
spearhead.
Be the one...
Yeah.
Who, you know, is credited for the capture of Osama bin Laden. 10 years, nobody has been able to find him, and suddenly a woman finds him.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fascinating story.
That's true.
That, you know, to a big degree, she was obsessed with
Osama
bin Laden.
Plus, I guess it's also like... propaganda for the U.S. to you know, deter future terrorists.
That is, that we'll find you.
We'll find you. No matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
It may take 10 years, but we'll find you. And this is what, maybe the reason why they also showed, like, the interrogation was because they want you to know that this is what we do.
But
if
of
it's
course,
true.
Yeah, if it's true.
You
but
know,
of
if
course,
it's true.
That's also the human rights issue.
Exactly.
Is like, yeah, this is what we do, but is that right?
So yeah, so it leaves that much in question.
Exactly.
And you kind of...
So it's like, what if...
Even if you're not part of the CIA, even if you're not entirely sure,
yeah,
you'd
yeah.
be scared thinking that, oy, they might actually be... I mean, this has to come from somewhere.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's whether there's smoke, there's fire. So...
That's the tricky part. Because remember, we've seen videos of Americans captured as well.
Yeah.
And they are tortured and, you know, we scream those, human rights.
And those videos are released.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it. But you know what? The movie is gripping. I mean, obviously, we know how it ends.
Yeah.
But
no.
Nevertheless. But nevertheless, even though I know that he gets captured in the end, my heart is beating out of my chest watching it. You know, better than any action movie that I have ever seen. So, amazing. So, there you go. That's the third news bit for today. And maybe we can do the Lady Gaga versus the Osbournes next hour instead.
All right.
But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest, Monster Radio, RX
94.1.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part three.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. And thank you for making us trend in the Philippines.
Hey.
Flop sequels is trending. Thank you. Okay, we've got our top 10 flop sequels. So think of those movies, TV shows, songs that you could think of a flop sequel for.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you can do that, then send them in. Let's start off with RMC. You know The Adventures of Tintin?
Yes.
It's time for Yung Kapatid Naman Niya. The sequel is about, we focus on Tintin's brother.
Okay, less famous brother.
Less famous brother, si Disarapin. Si Tintin Disarapin. De Kuchil Yo de Almasin. Jagger G says, this is the nerd's entry, okay? 3.15.
Sequel of Pi.
Yeah.
Because 3.14, 16.
Something, something.
There's another 3.14, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So, rounded off, 3.15. Yun ang sequel na. Rick Doofy says, the sequel for Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Homeless. Nawala na yung home niya. Nawala yung home niya.
Nawala yung mga homes niya.
Yung mga homes niya.
Yung summer home niya. Yung country home niya.
Exactly. So, ang natira, si Sherlock Homeless. Uy, si Jerome. Sequel to Anna Banana.
Oh.
Pero hindi nag-click eh.
Hmm.
Si Glenda Papaya.
Glenda Papaya.
I love you a bunch. Wala eh.
Wala.
Doesn't have the
parang
same ring to
no,
it.
No, no.
Camilo says...
Glenda Papaya. Kasi yung mukha niya daw shaped like a papaya.
Wala eh. This doesn't have the same ring as Anna Banana. Camilo says, yung The Hobbit, the blockbuster hit, The Hobbit.
Mm.
Eh, naging religious na raw si Bilbo.
Oh.
Kaya, The 3 O'Clock Hobbit.
The 3 O'Clock Hobbit.
Kasi naging religious na siya. So, hindi na siya nagagala masyado. He just stays at home.
Tapos nag-aantay na lang sa habang nanonood ng TV. Yung biglang titigil yung programa.
Yung programa, The 3 O'Clock Hobbit.
Let us pause for The 3 O'Clock Hobbit.
Ako si Poklong says, merong sequel yung Final Destination. Pero flop.
Ano?
Tayuman Station.
No.
You know Final Destination?
Tayuman Station.
Oh, and the final destination is Tayuman Station.
Please alight on the right side of the train.
Oh, diba? Neil Yamato says, meron ng sequel ng Jaws.
Hmm.
Extra Jaws. Gising na gising ka. The whole time nanonood ka.
Extra Jaws.
Market Sofrenia says, may sequel na ang Notting Hill.
Mm.
Cherry.
Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill. Tsaka dapat ganun, na buhay na buhay.
Cherry Hill.
Neil Yamato says, there's a sequel to Mary Poppins about Mary's not-so-friendly and not-so-lovable sister, Imelda.
Imelda Poppins. Sabi na nga ba.
Si Imelda Poppins.
Na meron siyang obsession with the days of the week.
Pero magaling din kumanta.
Siya yung kumanta ng Lunes, diba? Lunes.
Yes.
Nung tayo'y magkasama.
Magkakilala.
Tapos, Miyerkules.
Chosdi. Martes!
Tsaka maling-mali. In all levels, eh. Si Misat.
Oh my God, you know what? You know the awful, you know the awful thing about it? I didn't do that on purpose. Maganda sana kung sinadya ko. Martes! At saka seryoso pa. Chosdi.
Chosdi.
Nang tayo eh.
It's so wrong in so many levels.
Ay, nako.
Ang ganda na eh.
Lunes.
Lunes nang tayo'y magkakilala. Chosdi.
Ang fail.
Ay, nako.
Ang fail, ang fail.
Pangit.
Ay, Diyos ko. Okay. Ilad Villanueva says, oh, there's a sequel to Rihanna's Only Girl in the World.
Mm.
Smurfette.
Bakit?
She would know. She's the only girl.
Oh, that's
in
right. Is she really the only girl?
Yeah.
So is it safe to say, how do they multiply?
No, because they don't multiply the same way we do.
How do
but,
they multiply?
But I don't know. Pero she was created by Gargamel. To tempt, because he wanted to capture the Smurfs.
Yeah.
So what Gargamel did was he created a female to attract all the males. But then you know she was rescued by Papa Smurf.
Oh. Man.
And ako si Paul. And speaking of Smurfs,
this is like set up for.
Ako si Poklong says there's a sequel to Avatar.
Mm.
Pero puro bading sila.
Mm.
Avatar ay.
Avatar ay.
Avatar ay.
Okay.
Kiko Monster says, a sequel to Pink's Blow Me, and then the in parenthesis, One Last
One
Kiss.
Last kiss, yeah.
There's a sequel to that. Mm. Pero Pinoy naman.
Mm.
Blow Me, and then in parenthesis, One Last Chup.
Huh?
Chup, diba? Chup, 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 chup. Diba?
Why?
That's how we say...
Really?
Yeah, yun yung sound effect ng kiss sa Pinoy.
That doesn't sound like a chup at all.
That's how we say it. Chup, chup, that,
does
diba?
It sound like a chup at all? At all? Why?
It doesn't soup sound nga like it. It's soup!
That's what I've been saying. It doesn't sound like a soup.
But it is.
At all.
Pag mga comics na local, T-S-U-P. Soup. So blow me one last chup.
So parang ano, it's a chup.
Yes, it is. Okay? Camilo says, a sequel to the hit TV show The Voice.
Mm.
The Gals.
The boys. The girls.
Madmut Mark says, Star Wars sequel. Mm. Again, puro mga Becky naman. Star Mars. Rise of the Beckys. And speaking of Mars.
Okay.
Hey,
catch us tomorrow.
Our guesting on Mars with Camille and Susie are going to be, it's going to be out tomorrow.
Yes, 6 p.m. Watch it.
GMA News TV.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 flop sequels comes from Ako Si Poklong.
Ako Si Poklong says,
you remember the Jim Carrey movie Fun with Dick and Jane?
Yeah.
There's a sequel to it, pero nag-divorce na sila.
So
it focuses on Dick na lang.
Si ano na lang, Jim Carrey na lang.
So Fun with Dick na lang. Kasi wala na si Jane.
Wala na si Jane.
There you go. The top 10 flop sequels.
Or pwede rin ano, may sequel pa yun eh.
No,
kasi parang you know how Marley and Me.
Yeah.
So it's a perspective of another guy. So Fun with Dick and Me.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pwede talaga. Mm. Diba? Kasi that's how it is, eh. Diba? Tsaka yung look, Dick, look. Look
tapos,
at Jane.
Meron pang isang sequel ulit yun. Ano naman? Kasi parang nag-break up yung band na
I'd quit
cool,
while I'm ahead.
Cool and the Gang. Diba?
Yeah.
So sumama yung gang with si Dick.
Oh,
so, Fun with Dick at the Gang.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay naman yun eh. Okay, so the top 10 flop sequels If you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag flop sequence.
Pero meron pang isa.
Ay, nako.
Si ano naman? Si Jose, kasama ni Dick. Yeah. So, si Fun with Dick and ano? Ano ba yung nickname ni Jose?
What?
Si Jose Rizal, ano bang nickname niya?
Sige, hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ko maalala.
Hindi ko rin maalala. Kaya nga tatanong kita eh.
Ah, okay.
Pero sige. Yun yung ano, yun yung possible sequel. Daming possible sequels.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Custer Winston. Thank you very much. The top 10 flop sequels. Let's start off with okay. Right, that's very interesting.
Galing.
Okay, so let's start off.
Fine, let's just say hello to a couple
you go
of people first,
please.
Let's say hello to Erica Brillantes, who just says good morning to everybody. Chazy Monster saying the same thing. Jean Trisha saying off to school for our midterm exam, so good luck with that. Hello as well to Jedi Master 0706, who says, please join the next challenge, photo
oh, yes,
color
please.
Maroon. That is the next photo challenge. Let's also say hello to Maaktres Person, who says hello to James Dominic. He's listening via streaming in Davao. Wow, hello. Alan Ruiz has one for Fun with Dick and Jane.
Nako.
Wala daw. It's a sequel naman daw about Jane lang. So, Jane without Dick.
Yeah, kaya nga. Diba?
Parang wala
na sa Jane, pwede nang Jane lang. Yun. Oh, ba't kailangan pang...
Hindi, kasi it's a story of her without...
Dick, oh.
Dick. Yeah. Na parang it's just... Parang it's a story about emptiness and being hollow.
Right.
Na parang there was right. something there before, but now that Dick is gone...
From her life.
It's just a sadder life.
Actually, diba? Kasi parang they were so good together, eh.
Yeah, diba? Parang she really enjoyed being with Dick. Because they were married. Diba?
Yeah. Mm. Parang life is empty without Dick. Diba? Parang...
yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah. So...
Okay,
ito.
Okay goodbye.
Let's do this. The top 10 flop sequels. Let's start off with Midnight Cruise. There's a sequel to Forever 21.
A what?
Finally, 22.
Kasi
tagal niyan 21.
Ano matagal yung Forever?
So finally... Shivana says, you know, Mission Impossible, right? Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Pero, you know, ang dami nagre-reklamo na parang, hindi naman talaga impossible yun eh.
Oh, kasi
nagagawa
naman
mo
siya.
Naman talaga. So, pinalitan nila, Mission Improbable.
Mission Improbable.
It's not as box office friendly, pero at least it's more
pero
accurate.
It's accurate.
Diba? Grammatically speaking, it's more accurate. Kiko Man Machine says, The Silence of the Lambs. Nag-sequel sila pero flop. Meh! Of the kambing.
Parang hindi.
Ang pangit. Parang hindi. No, imagine ko yan, napakaganda ng movie. Uh-oh. Tapos sa Oscar Awards, diba? And the winner for best, imagine mo si Meryl Streep. Uh-huh. And the winner of best picture.
Wait, what is Meryl Streep?
Oh, ano, like Amerikano pala siya. And the winner of best picture is... Oh my gosh! Meh! Of the kambing! Diba?
Tapos iba parang ano, oh, what did you say about the movie? Oh my God, meh! Of the kambing was so great.
Good. Paano yun, no? Paano yung trailer? Starring Academy Award winner Anthony Hopkins in
This summer. A blockbuster thriller that will ravage your mind.
Scarier than Silence of the Lambs.
Double the scariness level of any horror movie you've seen before.
Starring Academy Award winner Sir Anthony Hopkins and three-time Oscar winner Meryl Streep.
And also two-time Famous Awardee Mahal.
And... Man!
Siya kailangan mataas eh.
And man of the comeback. Tsaka dapat talaga
man. Ang hirap may deliver.
Well, how do you deliver that in a movie? Man.
Directed by kunyari ano, Martin Scorsese.
Directed by Martin Scorsese.
Man. Of the comeback.
Diba, and even if you deliver it in a... Even if you don't do the high voice, it's still weird. Eh, but no, wait. Let's try to keep the consistency.
Okay.
Academy Award winning director Martin Scorsese and this summer's blockbuster hit of the year, Of the comeback.
So with the comeback, parang gumagat.
Of the comeback.
Stealthy Rashi says, meron ng ano... spin-off yung Transformers, may sequels, yung parang The Wind Beneath Their Wings. Mm. Meron silang hindi mo nakita, hindi masyado na-highlight sa movie na yung mga parang assistant nila, the adapters. Kasi kung walang adapter, walang wala Transformer.
Hey, can we just say hello and happy birthday to Divine Lee? It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday!
I hope you're tuned in. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my gosh, hello. And happy birthday to you, Divine.
That is also coming from Foxy J. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, and from Chenong, yung Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Every time there's a sequel, nagdadagdag sila ng animal. Mm. So parang, padami ng padami yung...
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Diba? So padami ng padami yung animals. Oh. Ang dami ng sequel. So eventually, umabot na sa... Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Praying Mantis, Crawling Snake, Kung Fu Panda.
Sumama na yun. Wala bang Crowing Rooster?
Wala.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Standing Rooster. Ayun.
Yon.
Pwede ba yun?
Standing rooster.
What's another term for it? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Standing.
Tandang.
Tandang. Texan. Pwede rin. Texan, yung mga fighter na.
Texas.
Texan ang tawag kasi doon.
Di ba Texas?
No, kasi Texan.
Ah, okay. Whatever.
It's a Texan bird.
Roswell Batusay says, di ba yung The Dark Knight Rises is already a sequel?
Okay.
E paano kung merong sequel yung sequel?
Okay.
So, The Dark Knight Rises. Again.
And again.
Yung Rises, that's already the... Di ba parang yung...
That's already the...
I like Returns.
Yeah.
Like Batman Returns. Again. Once more.
Yet again. And one more time.
Cristiano Ronaldo says, Cloud Atlas. Did you watch that?
No, I never got to. But Del was
long
saying...
Eh.
Del was saying it was such a good movie.
I thought you didn't like it so much.
I don't know.
Ang sabi niya parang it was a little
which just goes
too...
to show that maybe I don't pay attention to Del that much.
She said she didn't like it. Ano ka ba? She was excited to watch it.
Someone
pero...
else liked it.
Ah, okay.
Yung kasama niyang manood ng movie.
Ah, okay. Sige.
Sino ba yun? Sino ba yun?
Ewan ko, hindi ko alam.
Ah, okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo says...
Naks, what a friend!
Diba, no? Oh, Cloud Atlas yung movie, diba?
Yeah.
The sequel will be Cloud Atlas, but not the least.
Cloud Atlas, but not the least.
And the top flop sequel comes from Camilo.
Camilo says...
Merong sequel ang Thor. But not the one na ano, not the one that's coming out soon.
Ano?
Ang nangyari, si Thor, sinend siya back in time to save somebody who is very important.
Okay.
Ang title ng movie, Terminator.
Nakakainis!
Sinend siya back in time to save this girl. Someone, kasi importanteng mapanganak niya yung anak niya.
Kasi kung hindi mananalo yung resistance.
Yun!
So, diba? Terminator.
The Terminator. So...
Ay,
the top 10 flop sequels.
Meron din daw yung ano, it's a movie naman about ano kasi parang what people don't know about Thor is 'di ba si Loki is the god of mischief.
Yeah.
Now Loki is he's known to just be mischievous and whatever. Pero medyo naingit si Thor. So ginawa niya parang ginagaya niya yung mga personalities ng iba. So naging impersonator.
Ay, Diyos ko.
The impersonator.
And then nagsisi na nga si Loki eh. Tumigil na siya sa mischief niya. Nagtayo na lang siya ng business.
Ano?
Mga noodles.
Loki.
Nagtayo na lang siya ng noodle business. Loki me. Di ba? So, yun.
O, tapos, di ba, nasa building yung nasa building yung business nito ni Loki. So, syempre, ginawa ni... Gusto kasi ni Thor. Part siya ng buhay ni Loki. So, sabi niya, sige bro, ako magpo-provide ng elevator.
Ay, Diyos ko, Gino. Ay... Whatever.
Aminin mo, nag-isip ka pa. Nag-isip ka dapat, pero wala ka na
mahanap. Meron. Ah, sige, di ba si Thor may hammer? Ano bang pinupok-pok ng hammer?
Ewan ko.
Di ba, pinupok-pok?
Baka pinupok-pok.
Kaya nga, pinupok-pok nga.
Recap.
Di ba,
Pako.
Pako, yun. Sabi ko, Nalo. Di ba, Nalo?
Nalo.
Nalo. Di ba, Pako? Nawala niya yung hammer niya. So, binigyan siya ni Odin ng giant tornilyo.
Okay.
Ng giant screwdriver. Kaya pangalan na niya, Thornilyo. Kasi, hindi na Pako. Kaya... Imagine mo, medala siya malaking screwdriver. Kasi pangalan na niya si Thornilio. Okay, so the top 10. Flop sequels, Keen RX, Spacer Entries. Parang lasing na naman tayo eh. Keen RX, Spacer Entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include our hashtags, hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Flop Sequels.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Mother Monster has spoken. In the most recent chapter of the ongoing feud between Lady Gaga and Kelly Osbourne, the Born This Way singer took to her Facebook Saturday to swiftly defend her statements. And Gaga wrote, in reference to Sharon Osbourne's Facebook post Thursday, "The real world can be cruel. Why not try to change it into a better place? I am an activist. Nobody takes adolescence seriously. I do. My letter to Kelly Osbourne was open because her statements on cyberbullying were public, and as a youth activist, I'm compelled to be involved." Well, if you're wondering what this was all about, on January 10, Sharon took Gaga to task in a scathing note on her Facebook page, telling the singers to stop being self-righteous while engaging in hypocritical bullying behavior herself. And I quote, "You say Kelly's work on E! With a Fashion Police is rooted in criticism, judgment, and rating people's beauty against one another. Welcome to the real world." The 60-year-old talk show host continued, "Example, when I saw you wear a dress made out of raw meat, I was sickened." So this most recent verbal tussle first reignited earlier this week when Gaga posted an open letter to Kelly, 28, on her website regarding comments the Fashion Police co-host had made in a magazine interview calling Gaga's fans the worst when it came to cyberbullying. According to Kelly Osbourne, during an interview with UK's Fabulous magazine, quote, "They've said I should kill myself, that they hope I get raped. I mean, it's crazy, but I've had this all my life and I just try and ignore it." So this is...
It always gets ugly when two celebrities go up against each other.
Because
the fans
so.
Of the other side and the fans of the other side. And the thing is, usually, just because the fans do it, doesn't mean that, you know, the celebrity condones it.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, some fans are overzealous, so... Yeah.
And... Because both have a point.
Yeah.
Although one is more of the real cyberbullying because, that TV show is a little harsh.
Yeah.
Have you ever caught an episode of that?
Well, one episode, like a snippet of it.
It was really, they're really harsh. They really make fun of people and what they wear and, you know, that sort of thing. So, to a degree, I understand what Lady Gaga is trying to say. Although, with Sharon Osbourne, that's not really... Her argument doesn't stick to the bullying.
Yeah.
Because Lady Gaga herself doesn't bully.
Doesn't bully.
Maybe her fans, yes.
Her fans do, but not her.
Not her. And the idea of her wearing a meat dress, it's different. That's animal rights.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about cyberbullying. I'm not saying that it's a lesser thing, but you're going outside of the argument.
Yeah.
So, maybe they should stick to that first and then take Gaga to task on another, you know, on another level altogether.
Yeah.
But I think we will hear more from this because the mother has joined in.
Oh, no.
So now it's like mother-daughter versus Lady Gaga. So we'll give you updates. Don't worry. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kikai Barkada. Rico Robles, I'm pretty sure, will have Rico Chismoso and other news bits for you. But for now, you are still listening to Manila's Hottest, Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino
on The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Custer Winston for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 flop sequels. And alright, thank you very much. We're trending in the Philippines. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The top 10 flop sequels. Let's start off with Papuccino. Ito, 5 movie installments to.
Okay.
One more try, original.
Mm.
Nag-sequel.
Mm-mm.
One more try. Tapos kasi, nag-sequel ulit.
One more try.
Kasi, hindi lang mag-get right.
Alam mo yung mga ano.
One more try.
You know when you're about to leave a party, oh? Like, one shot. One last. One last na naman.
Ang daming one last.
Yeah.
Ako si Poklong says, remember the... Corazon ang unang aswang.
Yeah.
Meron siyang sequel. Mm. Not as interesting. Conchita ang pangalawang aswang. Tapos si Meldy ang pangatlong aswang.
Ano wala lang.
Tapos si...
Para alam mo lang.
Jonabeth ang pang-apat na aswang.
Tapos si Dodong ang panglima.
Diba?
Pero for some strange reason, history didn't really remember the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth.
History never does.
No.
Shivana says, remember the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Unbreakable?
Yes. Bruce Willis. Yeah. And Samuel L. Jackson.
Right. Shivana says, The Unbreakable. But if you break it, consider it sold.
What's that? Nice to look at, pretty to hold. But if you break it, consider it sold.
Chris...
May disclaimer, no? But if you break it...
Considered sold. Shivana says, The Sixth Sense, none the richer.
Kiss me.
I've been with the bearded barley and I'd leave beside the green grass. Green, dapat talaga.
Swing.
Saturagi says, merong sequel, bumalik si Harry Potter, pero medyo boring.
Mm.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Commerce. Very financial yung
plot. Parang ano, si Harry Potter. He went into
finance.
Stocks and mga ano. Yeah. Parang siya naging trader. Ginamit niya yung magical powers niya for that.
Irk Cereal says, Smallville.
Yeah, the one with Superman.
Nagkaroon ng sequel.
Oh.
Mediumville. Tapos Largeville.
Largeville.
Ang pinakahuli talaga, extra Largeville kasi... meron palang extra large, double extra large. And then Jacunanan says, merong sequel. Alam mo na kagad ko ano yung sequel to what movie pag nadinig mo yung title. Jack Pooter.
Jack Reacher. Parang yung Jack Reaches.
Oh, Reaches. Meron pa, specialist. Merong older brother si Jack Reacher. Si Richie Reacher.
Started with their whole Jack Reacher poon.
I know, right?
Jack Richard Gutierrez.
May Richie Reacher. Coco Hernandez says, meron sequel siya, but of two separate movies.
Okay.
Ah, di ba? Sequel siya ng American Pie at Life of Pie. American Pie. Na P.I. It's a sequel of two movies.
It's a mashup. It's a mashup sequel.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, merong sequel yung Happy Feet.
Okay.
Kasi nag-change career, naging tap dancer na yung asawa ni Angelina Jolie.
Mm.
Happy Pit.
Happy Pit.
nag-change career. Ayaw na niya maging actor. Gusto niya maging tap dancer. Diba? Si Brad Pitt. Mm.
Diba may isa pang sequel yung Happy Feet na yan?
Alin?
Yung kanina mong binasa sa akin off-air.
Alin? Ay, nako. Wag. Specialist Joe says, Paranormal Activity.
Ano?
Ha?
Ano yan?
Tapos sabi niya, pero I doubt kung magpa-flop to.
Mukhang panalo.
Mukhang hit to eh.
Diba? What if they actually came up with something like that, no? Like an X-rated version of Paranormal Activity.
I bet
people would watch it.
Kasi it's a video.
Parang it's like, okay, like it's amateur.
Diba?
Because it only uses a video cam.
Under the amateur category.
Under the amateur category. Tapos yung plot niya, parang, it's ano.
Diba, parang so it's, mysterious things are happening at night.
Kunwari parang natutulog ka, tapos habang natutulog ka, biglang
merong
maligno na, na medyo maniac.
Diba?
Maniac.
So ginawa
niya, malignong maniac.
Nag-iwan siya ng camera to capture everything.
To capture everything, diba? Tapos the next day, pag-gis, parang ano.
parang panalo.
Kaya nga hindi siya flop eh.
Parang
siya
panalo
siya
yung premise.
Sequel,
so, Carlo...
And then, it could be a story about like an incubus or a succubus.
Oo nga.
Diba?
In your sleep, diba? Mm.
The succubus... Ano?
Pero dapat multiple camera. Para medyo may angle.
May angling.
Chichiria says, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hollow Blocks.
Naging... Bumasok sa construction business.
Bilang lang may bumabagsak
eh.
Na lang na hollow blocks. Tapos Blitzkrieg says, may sequel to Beyonce's I Am Sasha Fierce.
Mm.
I Am Sasha Sikan.
Huh? Kasi Fierce and Sikan. Fierce Sikan Turd.
Meron si Jaja Turd. So si Sasha Fierce, si Jaja Sikan, tsaka si Jaja Turd.
That sounds wrong.
I know, right?
I know.
June Samboy says, merong sequel ang Eat Bulaga.
Mm.
Nine Bulaga.
Kasi 8, 9, 10 Bulaga, 11 Bulaga. Ay,
and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 flop sequels comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad Villanueva says,
merong sequel ang Cirque du Soleil.
Mm.
It's about mga
which
circus performers.
They're actually coming up with a movie.
Meron.
Like a 3D movie.
Yeah. Worlds, Worlds Away.
Worlds Away.
Pero naghirap na yung mga circus performers.
Okay.
So they ended up getting tuberculosis and they turned to prostitution.
Okay.
Cirque du Soleil Miserable. Yung mga circus performers turn to prostitution and contract TB. Kaya they had to give away their kids.
Pero they stand up in revolt.
Diba?
At the end of it.
So, Cirque du Soleil Miserable. Hirap nun, ha? The top 10 flop sequels. All you have to do to join us for the final batch is to key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #FlopSequels.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. Here we go. The final top 10 for today. The top 10 flop sequels. Thank you to Custer Winston for sending this in.
Yeah, but before that, let's just say hello to a couple of people. Hello to Bern. He's tuned
hello,
in.
Hello, Bern.
Hi,
good
Bern.
Morning.
Let's also say hello to Baba Bambin, who says hello to the Manda Rushers, Mimai Aster, Angeli Desu, Barry Duchess, Tonya Marcopio, yes, Mimini Uge, Kuya Maui, and Dan Too Easy to See. Good morning. Tindi Biricon is just saying hello to the crush, Oscar De La Hopia.
Nax.
Hello, good morning. Leifi just saying bon voyage to my dad, who's leaving the country for work. He's going to be dadless for 8 months. But hey, have a safe flight and bon voyage to your dad.
Kirida ako is just saying hello to the Bebe Scheider. Good morning to you. Also just saying hello to Ivan Bordon, also just tuned in. Yeah, that's it for now.
Okay.
I think so.
And, okay, so we'll do the final batch from One Big Squeeze. After finding Nemo, nagka-amnesia siya. So, lahat ng lumapit kay Merlin, tinatanong niya, anong pangalan Nemo? That's Bisaya, di ba?
So bad.
What? You're Bisaya. You should appreciate that.
Unsay pangalan Nemo?
Hindi kaya nga, pero di ba? Anong pangalan Nemo?
No, kasi, I don't know. It's just, it sounds just grammatically wrong.
Really? Di ba Nemo mo?
Yeah.
Oh, edi, pwede. Kunyari, kunyari, kumbaga Taglish. Parang,
it's just so weird eh.
Parang...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Tagbis.
Tagbis?
Tagalog Bisaya.
Or bi...
Bigalog. Bisalog.
Bialog. Pwede rin, Bialog.
Bisalog na lang. Okay naman na yun eh. Leave it. And,
Bialog.
Ellie Yap says, Jurassic Fart. Matandang utot.
Parang I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, Jurassic Fart. Ross says, there's a sequel to Apollo 13. It's when a Pinoy hero goes into outer space.
Okay.
Apollo 13, ha? So, ang sequel niya, Apollo Nario Mabini. It's a Pinoy hero, eh. It's a Pinoy hero.
Hey, but there's actually truth in this.
Yeah.
You know, diba? Since we are going to be sending...
Pero hindi si Apolinario Mabini.
Kasi unless meron siya kapangalan.
True. God's Graphia says, Harry Potter and the Mystery of the Clean but Unfolded Laundry.
Wow. Parang it's so eventful.
Diba?
Why is there unfolded clean laundry?
Ito medyo ano. Ito, it's very interesting.
Okay.
Pero... I don't think it'll make it because it's a kids movie.
Okay.
Harry Potter and the Menthamphetamine Crystals.
Crystal myth.
Yeah. And one more from God's Graphia. Ito talagang parang, okay.
Ah.
Diba? Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Right.
Harry Potter
and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Harry
Chamber
and the
of
Goblet
Secrets.
Of Fire.
Diba? Ito, Harry Potter and Friends. Wala lang, naubusan na sila.
Harry Potter and Friends.
And Friends. Oh, yun. Yun na yun. Michael Davadilla says, the day before tomorrow, which is today, which is after yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Anong papanoorin mo mamaya gabi? Huwag na nga.
Huwag na. Carlo Kudal says, sequel ng Deep Blue Sea. Diba, what was that about?
Deep Blue Sea, a big shark.
A big shark?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
With they, Ice Cube.
They needed...
Ice tea. LL Cool J. Ice tea. Ice
tea. Hindi, pero may ice tea naman talaga at ice cube. Both.
Meron dating ice tea, diba?
No, meron talaga. Like in, ano, in Law and Order.
Yeah.
He became an actor. Pero he was a rapper. Si Ice Tea. Tsaka si Ice Cube. Yung si Ice Cube nilalagay mo sa Ice Tea.
Uy.
Ito, this time around, ganun pa rin. They're battling a shark. But they needed to do a job under this under the deep blue sea. Diba? So,
deep blue. Assignment.
Assignment. Okay.
The deep
assignment.
Blue. No, the deep blue job.
Yeah.
As in deep B-L-U-E job.
Exactly. Cray Monk says, oh, sequel na naman ni Thor. Diba yung isa?
Tapos tama, the deep blue job.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Exactly. Diba? So, remember earlier, meron tayong sequel ni Thor. He goes back to the past.
Okay.
Tapos parang to...
The Terminator.
To, the Terminator.
Sorry, the Terminator.
Anong Terminator? Terminator.
Terminator.
Pinaligtad mo eh.
The Ayta, diba? Terminator.
Diba? Diba, he went
back to save somebody.
This time around, sequel nung sequel, this time around, pinapapunta naman siya sa future. Back to the future. Back to the Futhor. Kasi with flying cars and everything.
Oh. Tapos meron ano, 'di ba? Parang with the flying cars and everything now, merong sequel si Thor na naging mekaniko siya.
Oh,
Radiator.
Ay, nako.
Naging mekanik siya.
And hey, the top.
Wait,
what?
Before the top. My brother has one.
Oh, what?
So, diba, there's the Bourne identity, the Bourne supremacy, the Bourne legacy. Meron daw, the Bourne resignation. Wala lang, nag-retire na.
Ay, nako. Pero hindi masyadong ano, hindi masyadong action film.
Hindi siya eventful at all. It's a story of, you know, a secret spy na parang, parang kicking it, you know, taking it easy. So hello to my brother Mark, and hello to the beautiful Bella Padilla. She's tuned
hello,
in.
Hello, Bella!
Hi, Bella. We haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, wait. Nice to hear from you.
I did see her in the mall, but like in passing. But hello.
Diba? Mm-mm. And the top. The top flop sequels.
Mm.
Flop sequel comes from I Am Kiddo 08.
I Am Kiddo 08 says.
It's not a movie.
Mm.
It's not a TV series.
Okay.
It's a song.
Okay.
Diba? One of the hits now on our playlist, Cher Lloyd's Oath.
Mm.
Diba? Ito parang I'm promising something. Eh, this time around, she can't promise.
Mm.
So she can't.
No, she can't what?
She can't.
She can't
oath.
Kasi what? Parang, what? What was that? Sorry.
She can't vow anything. Right. She can't.
She can't. Can't give you an oath.
I can't give you an oath. I so can't, cannot.
Can't
give you an oath. Yeah, I can't. You know, in as much as I would love to oath,
I can't.
I can't. Eh.
Oath.
I just can't.
I really can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really
try to
can't.
Say that with an American accent.
Yeah. Not American. American.
American.
American.
Okay, so can.
I can't.
Can't.
I can't. I can't. I really can't, Gino. Yeah, so, yan. Okay.
Sige. Paano kung pwede? So can.
You can.
You can.
Oh, you can oath. Yeah.
You can oath.
You can, definitely. Right?
Hey, we got to get out of here.
So thank you very much for joining us. And it's nice that as we're ending it, Flop Sequels is still trending in the Philippines.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
So thank you very much, everybody, for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Hey, aren't we supposed to come up with one?
Oh, yeah. Ours. Well, what is ours? Our flop sequel. Oh, no.
No, right?
Let's think of our favorite then. Our favorite movies. So we can,
It's hard when we do this to ourselves. When we put ourselves
ang DDLJ na naman ang naisip ko.
Sige, ikaw na lang.
Oh, sige.
Now what?
Yung pinanood ko kahapon.
No.
Diba, the search for Osama bin Laden. Diba, yeah. They're in the desert.
Zero Dark 30.
Oh, they're in the desert, diba? Oh. So, wala talagang tubig.
Mm.
So, Zero Dark Thirsty.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
Ang tagal niya bago mag-guess. Zero Dark Thirsty.
Because I saw 30 in my head as 3-0. So
oh, no. It's an, 30 is spelled
so bad.
Zero Dark Thirsty.
That's so bad.
Oh, at least ako meron.
Oh, fine. I'll come up with one. Oh my God, this might actually be worse than yours.
Sige, go.
Wait, no. I don't want na.
Ano?
Okay, sige. Meron ako. I don't want.
Go, sige. Go, I want it.
My brother sent in one, so I'll just use his.
No, you. I want yours.
Of course you.
No.
Sabi na nga.
No. No, obilis. I want yours.
Damn it! Wait!
Yung iniisip mo, yung ayaw mong sabihin. I want to hear that.
Ayoko.
Come on, please. Ayoko. Please.
Ayoko. Wala na. Wala na. I promise, I can't remember it talaga.
Ay, nako.
I really can't.
Flop.
Alam ko na.
Ah, meron ako. Meron
ako. Meron ako.
Sige.
The Never Ending Story.
That was your better entry. I can't wait for the corny one.
That was a better one.
I can't wait for the corny one.
That was actually witty.
Ako meron.
Oh, what?
Si Thor.
Ano naman si Thor? Puro Thor.
Ano? Naging sila ni Smurfette.
Okay.
Nagkaanak sila.
Oh.
Ava Thor.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Kasi blue. Naging blue yung mga anak nila. Ava Thor. Oh, diba? Ano pa?
Gusto ko yung isa eh.
Ano?
Ano? Nagkaroon daw na...
Sige, pakornihan tayo. Sige.
Ano eh, basta nagkaroon daw ng ano yung ano, parang hindi mapakali si Thor. So he kept moving around.
Oh.
So he kept shaking and kept vibrating.
Vibrating. Anong vibrating?
Kasi nag-ready na ako dun sa last eh.
Vibrating.
So ano, vibrate.
Ay nako, no, no.
Vibra.
No,
yun no. Naka-vibra mode siya. Ah, ito, pag sumali si Thor sa Harry Potter world. Kasi may sequel, di ba?
Oh.
So the sequel, Harry Potter and the Dementors.
Yes!
Harry Potter and the Dementor.
Ay, nako.
Why are we doing this? So let's go. Let's
see. Di, ano, yung Twister.
Ano?
Merong...
Twister. Ay, nako.
Twister.
We gotta go.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Robles
natin
is there.
Angela. Yay! Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, see you guys tomorrow.
See you guys.
Rico Robles up next. Bye-bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Connect with a monster experience like never before. And in ways that put a little pop in your day or night. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rx931. Follow us on Twitter at rx931. And listen online anytime and anywhere. rx931.com. Live streaming powered by Bitstop. This is Monster Radio RX 93.1.
This is RX 93.1.